They also require the quarry operator to pay the city to hire professional consultants to independently monitor blasting on behalf of the city. Importantly, a local committee of appointed citizen volunteers, the quarry monitoring committee, provides additional oversight of the operations and impact, and provides input directly to the common council. Well, it's not just, I guess we, you and I have talked, I think maybe we should add the automatic reps. A local committee of appointed citizen volunteers, and... automatic representatives provide additional oversight of the operation.
I don't know if this oversight is quite the right word there. Because all we can do is sift through the data. We're not really,
I would agree that we should say provides recommendations related to the operations. Provides recommendations related to the operations and impacts, because I don't know what I didn't say that. And yeah, so if we just take out the one end and say provides recommendations related to the operations and provides input directly to the common council.
Okay?
And then the rest of it is just for more interesting and detailed information about the quarry, including maps, aerials. I don't know why it's interesting. I don't think we need the word interesting. For more, take interesting and out. For more information, for more detailed information about the quarry, including maps, aerial views, and the PDVs, or the city's website. The city is actively working to continue to improve the level of information available on the site.
Agreed.
Well, with that statement in there, we don't have to wait to put this in the newsletter, because we can just have them put on there under construction or something like that page. Quarry complaints and concerns can be reported at the city's website. And additional questions can be emailed to the city for complaint manager.
Or you want to defend both of them?
I would. I guess my concern is, am I getting all the complaints that are coming? That's kind of what I think you should have already been aware of, as to if something the citizen is submitting, then you should get
So things are used to get, that's what you get to your council action. I haven't seen one of those, I think they're all
complaints. But I'd like to see three things about any complaints. Number one, if the person who is located in the district, so I can follow up with. What was the determination, and what was the closure?
Right. I have, these are all valid points, a little bit out of context with the agenda item, so...
I don't need it here if I'm getting back.
Okay.
And I'd like to see all of them that come into the city.
Anybody wants to go over that again?
Well, we can just discuss it when you talk about... citizen complaints, update from the planning manager, change the citizen complaints. Okay. All right. So is everyone happy with the changes for this to go in the newsletter as is? If so, would someone make a motion to approve it with the changes?
Motion to approve with the changes.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
And Motion carries, and Mr. Beadle.
That will, the voting holiday, we will prove that.
Yep. For putting on the website, and then we will need to mark that as an update item on future council agenda. Just make a note to yourself that we have to provide those next updates, so we can tell them that we approved that. Little blurb. Okay. The next item is review and discussion of citizen questions pertaining to the Payne and Dolan Quarry blast of October 1st and mapping for history by annual report requirement and website update use. So, can you cap it? Where does this one start? Okay, so it starts off with the council action sheet and all the different bullet points. And so the items that are placed on the Quarry Monitoring Committee agenda are directly in line with the order of the items on the council action sheet for ease of referencing them back and forth. So the just update for the members of the committee that weren't here, if you go to the council action sheet, we've discussed the adding the quarry packets to the online system. Those are being done. Quarry information on the website to be updated, that is something we will, you just made the motion to work with Mark Liberta. The quarry monitoring committee is held in the council chambers for better sound recording. Here we are, okay, so that's working. The council did say that would be, other meetings might take precedence over this one, so it will be at the ability for Mr. Deedle to get the council chambers, but they will be held here when possible. Previous quarry committee meeting article to be distributed to residents, that was changed to what we just approved. And so let's see. So now we're, that takes us down to allowing citizen access to online blasting forums. That is being done. I think there's a password that we want to put. I don't think I have that.
I thought I shared it with committee members a while ago. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to get clear direction if we could give that out to the general public.
Oh, I thought you were already doing that.
No, what StanTech is able and willing to share is a summary.
Oh, well, that's good. And then if we need additional information, we can go to the online and have the website.
Yeah, but we send that to all the members in there. And then the other one that was on there, I'd like to ask you to do a piece of that like news and others and those people that came out and then off the other. So, let's see. So now we're on the questions, which is both item 6 on the council action sheet and item 3 on the packet. I know that all of you just got this evening, and the questions shouldn't be new to you because you've been provided these before. But Joe Erickson, who lives over in the River Heights area, agreed at the last meeting that she would assist with putting this together. So she starts off with the overview, which we all know was, this is a result of the October 1st blasting, and concerns and comments about the PDB. Following the November meeting, we addressed some of their comments and concerns and brought them before the council, and StanTech, the contractor, provided third-party monitoring of the quarry and replied to many of their questions. So the questions you see on here in red are the ones that our consultant, StanTech, from what point down? I think from Stan Tech's second page? Scope of services under Stan Tech. Back to second page. From that point down, I can tell I was with Stan Tech. So the outstanding items, however, a number of questions and concerns and requested information remain outstanding and require city staff to address the following. They would like to determine acceptable blast limits for the quarry given its close proximity to the residents. This item will be addressed in the bottom motion on the council action sheet where it says the item is going to come back to the common council. And there is a date. Right, the minutes that were provided, I believe I said March, second meeting in March. So we have two sets of draft minutes, one that was in the council pack that does not spell out what I stated, and then a revised one, keeping in mind that none of the draft minutes have been approved by the Common Council. So if there are errors in these, which there apparently are because there's no date set on this last one, they will be addressed when the Common Council approves those minutes, which will be coming up on the next Tuesday's meeting. So I think that the second meeting, is that in the first one too?
Second.
Okay. Yes, it is. It is on the top one as well. I thought that I added that at the end, and I have my direct notes with me in the briefcase right here, but it can just be as easily taken from the recording. But I think the clerk was trying to be efficient in putting the date up front, and so I guess I'll listen to the tape and compare it with my notes and compare what's here, and make the suggestions at the council meeting or to the clerk prior to it even going in the packet as needed, and we'll get them straightened up.
So, I agree there was a date I just don't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, like she has up here, a second meeting in March, and I know that's what my notes say, but I had had it way at the end of what I said, I think, versus up front, which doesn't really change the motion any. Trying to stay on track with all these moving parts is a little bit of a challenge. Oh, okay, so back to the items. We were on the clear answers to the PDD, acceptable blast limits. All of those items are to come back to the council. Why does the quarry no longer report blast data to the fire department? I don't know the answer to that.
The PDD reads that it should go to the fire department, and if you go one page over, it also says it should go to the plan commission, and Joel is on that. So there is, although it's not going to the fire department, and I'm not sure whether the fire department has gotten any requests, or maybe it's just one of those things that slipped through the cracks because they weren't getting requests, but there is a plan commission report that is being given to Joel through the planning commission. And that's a monthly report, I believe, is that right, Joel?
Two things. One, in regards to the fire department, yes, it is in the PDD that it says it's supposed to go to the fire department. A number of years ago, when the quarry monitoring committee was just getting started, actually back in 2012, and 2016, we had put together a summary of the entire PDD, including time frames. One of those documents, although we're in Wilhelm, has here, I saw that one today as well. It has a summary of what I was able to find in the files, so that that information was given to the fire department up through about 2002. After 2002, it wasn't going to the fire department anymore. I can't find anything in my records that says why. I have a vague recollection that the chief at the time told me that just because they didn't think it was appropriate to go there. Also, it was about that same time that Aquifer Science and Technology, the consulting firm, was doing it. And they were looking at the Gladstone records. And that was a contract that the city entered into with the consultant. And that lasted for only a couple of years, through 2005. Starting in 2006, Alderman Stone's did it, the alderman of the district, through 2009. After 2009, I started.
So I don't know if it's anything before the extension that they wanted to do.
No.
It's just that
the fire department didn't want it.
It's just evolved to the fact that we do have the town commission that's with them. And we do get the report that the county manager, that we work from internally.
That's what we work from internally, is what comes through the planning. But that is in the document. If you go a couple pages further, it does lay out the planning commission, which is another source for that. And not intentionally set up that way, it was just set up that way.
Is there any objection on the,
suspend the rules to allow it?
The motion suspend the rules, so we're doing this official. I get a motion.
I make the motion, yes.
Do I make a second? We got a motion and a second to suspend the rules. Long chair to speak. Go ahead. I appreciate that input, and I know Commissioner Knippel had a question. However, I know there are going to be other things that you might like to comment on. Right now, we have suspended the regular order of business without objection from the committee. I'd like to go back to the regular order of business, but I would like to allow Jill to approach the table and be able to respond to questions that we need. As opposed to if there's no objection. Is that fine? Well, first we need to return to the regular order of business. Is there a second?
Second.
No, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we've just returned to the regular order of business, and we have allowed a little bit more lax procedure to allow Citizen Jill, who's been very helpful with the questions, to be able to approach us with additional information as called upon by the chair. Mr. Knippel.
Little history on the fire department. They got reports, but they couldn't do anything with them because they're not set up as an engineering function. And the chief just said, you know, this is ridiculous. And then, like Joel said, Aquifer came in and we got more data rather than just sending a report to the fire department that sat there. Because they say send the report to the fire department. Fire department had a box full of them. And there was nothing done with them until we decided as a committee to start sorting the information and finding out what was going on.
Yes, I remember, Mr. Knippel, that you were a member of the previous quarry monitoring committee quite some time back, and I was a volunteer in another committee, and I'd gone to some of those, and I do remember something of the sort that they decided that they were going to not have the fire department addressing that, and But I guess the citizens' comments are that, well, you can, you know, while you did that, was there actual official action motion taken? I mean, just like we are required to run this meeting a real certain way, ordinances just can't be, oh, we're just going to do that. Every time we have to do something, we have to make a motion or a direction for an action, and they're looking for where's the motion or action or direction and what date did that take place, and we aren't able to provide them. I don't have access to the history on this to, that I can find that information. But so their point is, if they're being told, you know, it's a locked document, we can't make changes, but yet some random change is made and there's no proof of a standing motion or an ordinance, they're not necessarily agreeing that the document can't be changed, because it was. The procedure was changed, and I think that's their point. And I do want to point out that in front of me in the one of the PDDs, which I was reading, the updating once again, it says the Plan Commission may propose amendments to this ordinance. And then it goes on with a whole set of different things, and that the Plan Commission shall conduct a public hearing on any proposed amendments after the meeting and consulting with the operator, and then shall report any such proposed amendments. So if there was an actual change in structure, it should have been by this document before the Plan Commission, according to what I read here. And I'm not an attorney, but it seems fairly clear on what it says. So, well, any ordinance that a council member brings in is a proposed ordinance until it's adopted, so it's in a propose an amendment. You propose it, then you hold a public hearing, and then it's voted on, and then it's either up or down, and it becomes an amendment or it's not. So, so I think that's why, you know, it's going to require, you know, some legal opinion on the language and discussion on that. So that's why it's on the agenda. So that's what tax revenue does the city receive from payment Dolan Assessor's Office would be the information source on that. Now, I don't know if anyone on the committee would like to take that on. It's supposed to be done by staff, according to the council direction. The staff is supposed to. This is number 5 on the citizen question sheet. Yes. And according to the council motion made by Alderman Taylor on January 2nd, Alderman Taylor moved to direct staff to review and address all of the suggested potential recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee and return to the Common Council with appropriate sufficient fact-finding with an update. So we're trying to get these potential suggestions and comments answered. So if someone on the committee would like to take that on, I would like to note that Payne and Dolan owns quite a bit of property, so I don't know if the citizens are asking all of property Payne and Dolan owns, just the PDD area. There are areas outside the PDD they also own. Okay.
I can work with my
Okay.